The following production of the Banged Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Hello, I'm John Mara, and I'm the owner of the New York Giants. It's Thanksgiving, and as we all settle down to our turkey dinners, let's take a moment to remember those less fortunate, namely the New York Giants. Look at us. We're pathetic. What the hell do I have to be thankful for? Nothing. I've got an old, inaccurate country bumpkin quarterback that falls over if he feels a breeze. I've got an empty-headed moron coach with no goddamned ideas. And I've got an offensive line that leaks as bad as a bunch of Russian prostitutes in Donald Trump's hotel room. Now the hell with it.
Hum, hum.
Bang Radio.
I am very happy to be here.
Oh, put stop it.
Once you go deck, you don't go back.
Deck.
He's Jesus, bro!
Bang.
You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hold on. With Swumble?
This is football!
I'm at it with sucking!
Maybe there's a chance!
And now, here's John and Tom.
And that is the ball game, with the Minnesota Vikings beating the Washington Redskins 38-30.
Prescott. Oh, Claiborne got a hand on it. Loose ball, and Atlanta has recovered. And Claiborne knocked it loose. And that will be six. Atlanta wins 27-7 here today at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
All right, whatever. That's how I feel. I feel it's over.
Not for me.
No?
No, I don't think it's over. The Redskins' schedule is going to get a lot better coming
up. Oh, is it? Is it? So you're going to play a bunch of easy teams between now and New Year's and squeak in. Oh, my God, the Redskins are going to squeak into the playoffs just so you can go back to playing the Eagles and the Falcons and the Seahawks and whoever is going, and the Vikings.
Man,
come on,
fuck,
man.
Fuck the Seahawks.
You just got beat by the Vikings. You just got beat by the Vikings at home, and what? Now, in come January, you're going to go on the road in the playoffs to Minnesota and win? Come on, John, we're done. We're done. We're
no,
both done.
I don't
done.
Know about the being done. Look, I'll tell you something last week about the goddamn Vikings game. For one, they have one of the best defenses in the league, number one. They have that's number one. And number two, they have the best offensive line in the league as rated by Roto, all kinds of different freaking stat sites, including the Phineas T fucking gerbil stat site that I read the other day.
Who does?
They have not given up more than 20 points except one time this year to the Steelers. Everybody else has scored in the teens against them, even when they lost. So the Redskins hung 30 on them with a beat-up fucking offensive line and defensive line.
Yeah, that's right. So
the
Redskins are going to the Super Bowl, everybody.
No, I don't know about that, but to get in the Super Bowl, you got to get in the dance.
Right.
You play to win the game.
Whatever. All right, this is Bang Radio Hour number 311. I'm Tom, the Cowboys fan. He's John, the Redskins fan. And I say we're both done for this season, but he's going to hold out hope.
I got a quick math question for you. How many times, because this is episode 311, how many times does 311 go into 500,000? All right, I have no idea either. However, that's how much money Claiborne earned just smacking around Dak Prescott last weekend. Did you see that?
Did I see it?
He had an incentive clause in his contract for six sacks on the whole fucking year, and he got him against Dallas.
Yeah, and it's all because he's so amazing. Had nothing to do with it. Was Chaz Green.
I don't care what it had to do with. He looked like a freaking King Kong coming around the end there, smashing into your boy every 5 minutes.
Yeah, and King Kong, and it looked like it was King Kong walking over a fucking village. That's exactly right. You're right.
That's right. King Kong never actually
We got to call Jerry later, and I have things to ask him regarding that, but let's move on. Coming up, we got angry players, angry owners, angry fans, I'm one of them, angry magazine readers, and one angry fact checker, and that is John Tilyard, who I love to death, because this guy really brings quality to our show, John.
He brings a class and distinction that we are lacking most of the time. I also want to say, just before we move on, it's neat that the Falcons built a fucking railroad right through their stadium, isn't it?
What's
that? The fuck is that?
All right. Okay, so I swear, if there was a way to make Tilyard the third person on this show, I would do it in a heartbeat. I would.
I offered him this week to give us something, and he declined. He said he didn't have time.
I understand. I would make him a permanent. It would be the three of us. It would be John, Tom, and John.
That's right. Tilyard.
He's great. Yeah. Listen. Here's his fact checking.
Hey guys, I just want to point out a little bit of a factual error that Red Zone have just made here.
Cleveland and Detroit, 17 apiece. Those are the only two franchises, Cleveland and Detroit, that have existed for every Super Bowl and have never played in the Super Bowl.
Wrong. The Lions have existed for every Super Bowl. The Browns have not. The Browns did not exist in 96, 97, and 98. You got that one wrong, guys.
Yeah.
You know what? And the Browns have been just as bad in the years they existed as the years they didn't exist.
Right, I don't see much of a difference, to be quite honest with you. He's our Schwab, isn't he? Isn't that what they call that guy from ESPN, the Schwab?
Man, he is the best.
He's our Schwab. The Schwab. Remember him? He was on ESPN. You couldn't stump him for anything. Now he's on something else.
Oh, the like Schwab. Okay.
Yeah, so he's our Schwab. He's pointing out factual errors. That he's 100% correct.
Oh, he's great. He's the best.
He's absolutely correct.
All right, so here's some stats from the season so far before we get into
our
analysis. Which this will include some analysis, I'm sure.
We are football analysts. It's our job to make comments.
Well, and I'm sorry, I wrote this before last night. There were 9 NFL teams currently on win streaks of at least 3 games. That streak came to the end for the Titans as they got blown out by the Steelers. So that leaves the Rams, Vikings, Patriots, Saints, Eagles, Steelers, Jags, and Panthers are all on at least 3-game winning streaks. The Indianapolis Colts quarterback Jacoby Brissett has already thrown 4 touchdown passes that have gone for 60 or more yards. 4.
That dude's going to take the Colts to the Super Bowl in 2061.
Well, what's amazing is Peyton Manning never did it more than 3 times in a season. Can you believe that?
I told you he was better than Peyton Manning. He is. He's Jacoby Brissett, baby. Watch out.
He's not bad. He's not bad. He's pretty good. I have fun watching him, you know?
I've kind of looked at him a lot of times when we're getting ready to do our gambling, and a couple of times I've taken and I've won with him. And, yeah, I've got him in a couple of fantasy leagues. I've got him starting in one league this year, this week. And I should also mention that I've only won one game in that league this year. So,
well, the Steelers now with last night have won 8 games. Okay.
Right.
The rest of the AFC North, the Bengals, Browns, and Ravens combined – have won 7.
7?
They've won less than the rest of the teams in the North have won less games combined than the Steelers.
Maybe what they ought to do is just make it a 2-team division and combine those teams and give them 156 players on the roster that they can use.
You know what's weird, though, with the Browns? They have everything. The Browns have actually outgained their opponents, have racked up more yards than their opponents in over half of their games, yet they're 0-9.
That's because they're playing freaking catch up from, 59 minutes to go in the game. They just go, oh, shit, we're down already. We just lost the coin toss. Fuck, we got to go in catch up mode. So they're constantly throwing the ball and moving around.
Well, maybe they should just constantly throw the ball from the beginning of the game.
You would think, but that's usually how they get stuck in catch up mode, because before you know what happens, it's the end of the first quarter and it's 31-0.
Deshaun's thrown himself a couple of his little boo boos.
Well, now Hugh Jackson says he sees more positives out of Deshaun.
I saw a guy that was competing and playing quarterback. I mean, I knew what that position looked like today. For the majority of that game, that's what the quarterback got to do. He's got to make plays, whether it's with his arm, with his legs. I mean, he did that. He was firing up the offense, the defense, and the special teams. He was in the game. I mean, so the lessons and the conversations that we've had, they're catching on. To me, that's a good sign. I see a guy that's starting to get it, and that's huge. That's huge.
He can use his hands and feet at the same time.
Right! I saw him using his hands and his feet and his legs and his arms, John. And my favorite, hold on, though, my favorite is, I saw what a quarterback looked like today. Well, that's the first time Hugh Jackson ever saw that, I think.
Who did they play last week? See, it's already all Saturday. Who the hell did the Browns play last week? Who beat them last week?
The Lions. They were winning, though, Lions, at one right. point. They
yeah,
were right.
So that's what he said. He's telling the truth. He saw Matthew Stafford out there. That's what happened.
Oh, he wasn't talking about Deshaun, huh?
Yeah, I pointed him out to Deshaun. I said, look, see, there's a quarterback. It's right over there. Yeah, you know, I looked out there. He was out there on the field.
That's my favorite part where he says he was in the game.
He was on the field.
I heard growth out of him.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. I could hear growth coming out of him. It was coming right out of his ears.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, did you see that picture of him buying something like 400 condoms for the bye week?
What?
Yeah, Deshaun Kizer, you've got to get more out on social media. There's ridiculous shit.
I thought you were talking about Hugh Jackson.
No.
No, my goodness gracious, I've had the vasectomy. I don't need that stuff.
I like Deshaun. You know, I like the feel of him with me.
They have a picture of Kizer in a CVS or whatever, and he's buying like five big giant fucking boxes of condoms. I'm not going to even guess, but I bet you I wouldn't want to go in their whirlpool again.
Maybe he went off to Minnesota for the bye week. Got on a boat, you know. All right, Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco has more completions that have gone for negative yards than completions that have gone for over 20 yards.
Yeah, I did see that this week, and I'm not surprised at all. Joe Flacco, everybody's like, oh, what's wrong with Joe Flacco? You remember why he didn't play in the preseason? Because his back hurts. He's got a lower back problem. How do you throw a football if you can't freaking turn your back?
I don't know.
I don't know either. And Joe Flacco sure don't know, because he's getting the shit kicked out of him, and so are the Ravens.
Well, Jacksonville is 5-0 in odd weeks with a point differential of plus 128. And they're 1-3 in even weeks with a point differential of minus 31. So it's we're week 11. Take the Jags.
Well, they're playing Cleveland, so definitely take the Jags. But that's like one of those old. It wasn't Jimmy the Greek. Who was that clown that they used to have on that was on ESPN? It was long after Jimmy the Greek. He was from Miami, and he was always fucking wrong with his goddamn picks. He was supposed to, and those were the kind of stats that he would pull out, you know?
You know, if on a Thursday it rains in the state capital of the city that the Dolphins are playing in, exactly, they win 38% of the time.
So. Exactly. All right.
Shit.
After Tom Brady's touchdown pass to Dwayne Allen Sunday, he is now, this is a mind-blowing stat to me. I mean, I know it's Brady, but even that, it's just he has now thrown a touchdown to 68 different receivers in his career.
Yeah, one of them was me. He threw a touchdown to me in 2006. I'm surprised nobody remembers it.
Well, he's two away from the record. Do you know who owns the record?
68 different touchdown passes. Well, it's got to be somebody that's played for a long time. 68 different players.
The record is 70.
The record, for a long time.
The record is 70. Brady has 68. The record is 70. Who's got it?
All right, give me a second here. Seven. Who had a lot of turnover all the way around that they were?
I'll give you a hint. He's played for seven different teams, the guy who has the record.
All right, so that's what I was thinking along those lines. So I'm just going to take a stab and say Mike Tomczak.
Nope.
Who? Gus Frerotte.
Nope.
Jeff Garcia.
This guy played for the Patriots. I think he played for the Jets, the Cowboys. It's Vinny.
No, not Drew Bledsoe.
No, it's Vinny Testaverde.
Vinny. Oh, that's right. That guy played forever, for God's sakes. I forget about that son of a bitch.
Now, there's four New England running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends on the active roster in New England who have yet to catch a touchdown pass from Brady. So he might break that record this year.
Do they count defensive players that scored on a pass from Vinny Testaverde? Because the number's going to be way higher than 70, I can tell you that.
Right.
it's going to be up around 96 or 100.
Okay, so Hugh Jackson, we were talking about Hugh Jackson, his winning percentage as the Browns head coach is 0.04.
You know, I try to tell everybody that's better than 0.03.
Okay, in order for Bill Belichick to match Hugh Jackson's winning percentage, he would have to lose 610 games in a row.
Oh my God. I don't even think he could do that if he was in a coma. Seriously. If he was like in a lifelong coma and they kept wheeling him out on the sidelines to coach the game, he'd still be able to win at least fucking 100 of them.
Oh, it's hilarious.
And you know what? His press conferences wouldn't be any goddamn different.
I know.
Can you speak up, coach? I didn't quite hear when you said that the three phases of the other team, they were great in those three phases.
Well, here, let's heap some more praise on Belichick. 29 teams have a losing record
against New England during the Belichick era. How crazy is that?
Well, it's not. They're going to build him his own wing at the Big Orange Juicer up there in Canton.
Okay, and the guy that wrote this is an idiot. Because then he says the three that don't have a winning record are the Giants, Packers, and Panthers. Okay, well, there's 32 teams you're telling me. So New England's the 33rd team. So, no, it's actually only 28 teams have a losing record because New England hasn't played themselves, obviously.
Well, but I'll tell you what, we just said that, and within about 4 minutes, John Tilliard will be finding out the answer because he is now the Schwab.
Well, if this is right, that the three teams that don't are the Giants, Packers, and Panthers, by the way, they have a tied record. They don't have no team in the NFL has a winning record against Belichick.
No shit. Even when he was with the Cleveland Browns, as we're counting all the way back there. Just
No. This is against New England while he was the coach.
All right, well, I don't want to heap any more praise on him. Fuck him. These Patriots fans are jerking off all over the show.
Yeah, no team. No team has a winning record against the Belichick Patriots. That's amazing. Now, Belichick tied Tom Landry. I'm sorry, I got just one more piece of praise here. He tied him for third most wins in NFL history. All right.
Two of the most exciting coaches on the sidelines you'll ever see.
Yeah, they about have the same personalities, too. But, Belichick didn't think much of it.
Honestly, I don't think that's a story tonight. The story is what our team did, the way our team performed. And, look, to win games in this league, you need great players. And I've been fortunate. I've had a lot of great players and all the great assistant coaches and great staffs. So, that's really what it's about.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, John.
Yeah. Tom Landry can suck my ass. You know, as soon as everybody left the room, that's Bill Belichick said. Went behind closed doors and went, "Yeah." Fuck that old hat wearing bastard.
All right. So the 49ers win over the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Was their first win in over 700 days against a team that wasn't the LA Rams.
You know, It really doesn't make any difference, any of the stats that ever come up forever and ever, ever more. Just the fact that they didn't just beat the Giants. They didn't squeak by the Giants.
Yeah, no.
They dominated the goddamn subhuman Giants. They beat the shit out of the Giants. The freaking 49ers.
I told you they were going to get their first win.
I picked them too, but I didn't bet on them, but I picked them to win, and I picked them to win week four of that too. Because Kyle Shanahan, he's going to eventually get it figured out, but the fact that they beat on the Giants was great. The fact that Eli Manning had absolutely nothing to do. He had that look on his face the whole fucking game. Hey, guys, how is it we're losing to this sorry-ass team? I don't understand. It's because you suck and you're worse.
Oh, man. Wow.
Fuck the Giants. Fuck the Giants and fuck McAdoo. I hope he had nothing to say about the game.
Okay, well then, shut up and listen to these Giants fans whine, because I know you'll enjoy that.
Oh, of course. Love that.
This is Decap. I don't know what that means, but his name is Decap, and he's all angry about the Giants sucking.
YouTube, it's your boy Decap 845.
Decap 845. That is John. Decap 845.
Well, you don't want to confuse him with Decap 844.
Right.
YouTube, it's your boy Decap 845. You motherfuckers, what's going on? Anyway, so I just got finished watching this fucking Giants game, and I see these motherfuckers. How do you lose to the fucking 49ers? They're 0-9. Now they're 1-10. 1-9. We're fucking 1-8. We ain't gonna win shit. We're gonna fucking lose every fucking time. We're gonna fucking lose.
Boy, he cusses more than you, John. I've listened to the past couple of shows. You kind of gave up on that whole cutting back on the cussing.
Well, you know, it's just, I can't, I gotta be me. This guy, I just want to give everybody a mental picture of this guy, okay? He is one of those things that looks like a big giant pimple head on top of a huge black t-shirt. He's almost as, well, he's not as big as EDP, but he is a big fat sumbitch who can't stand still, and he's constantly taking his fingers and digging them up underneath where his flabby titties are hanging down.
Oh, God.
Yep. And, dude, this dude is a fucking wreck. He's an absolute wreck. And, this guy's life is going to be Homer Simpson, and that's it.
I've had it with this team. They fucking quit making missed tackles and misdirections and all that. They're fucking out trying their budget.
Wait a minute. Making missed tackles and misdirections. They're making missed tackles. What do you mean they're making misdirections? I'm trying to wrap my head around that one.
They put their turn signal on and went the wrong way. But I don't know how you make a missed tackle. How do you do that?
Misdirections and all that. They're fucking not trying. They're a bunch of overpaid pieces of shit. Now obviously, they've quit on Macedone. Not only
Macedone.
Macedone and the organization, they're quitting on us, the fans. And that really pisses me the fuck off. It really pisses me the fuck off. You
understand? Destroying
me?
Shit.
That really pisses me off. If I paid good money to see these motherfuckers play half the way they do, I'd fucking should get my money back.
Play half the way. If I paid to see these guys play half the way they do, I don't even. What does that mean?
They're quitting on me, Tom. They're quitting on me. You fat fuck. They don't even know what you look like or who you are. Although, I hope somebody sends them this video because then they can feel bad about quitting on you.
Well, he wants general manager Jerry Reese fired.
Goodbye, Reese. Goodbye, Reese.
Oh, great singing voice. Na-na-na-na.
Goodbye, Reese. Get the fuck out and don't let the door hit you in the ass. I've been calling for this piece of shit firing for the last 5 years. He doesn't believe in offensive line. He doesn't believe in defensive line. Well, actually, he does believe in defensive line. He just don't know how to draft. The only position this piece of shit knows how to draft is defensive tackle. That's it. Fucking bullshit. This is bullshit.
Really? Okay, hold on a second.
Yes, what the fuck was that? That was the best draft analysis I've ever heard in my life.
But last year, they go out and they get all these new defensive, you know, they drafted, they had a very, they're like, kind of like Dallas did this past season. Last year, the Giants drafted, you know, half their defense. And they played really well. They went, what, 11-5 that last year? And they went to the playoffs and, you know, they got beat in Green Bay. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking he was not calling for Jerry Reese's head at that time. He said he's been calling for Jerry Reese for 5 years to get fired.
Right, for one, as if that makes any fucking difference. Look, man, everybody should have listened to me, the fat fuck that's somewhere down in goddamn Georgia or wherever the fuck he is. I like how, though, Tom, he says he doesn't believe in offensive line. He doesn't believe in defensive line. But actually, he believes in defensive line. He just doesn't know how to draft it. The only position he can draft is defensive tackle, right. Which, unless I miss my guess, is on the defensive line. So what the fuck does this guy talk about?
Well, he doesn't even think they could beat the Browns.
We couldn't even beat the fucking Browns if we're at it. We couldn't beat the fucking Browns! The fucking Browns! We couldn't beat them! Can you believe that? We couldn't beat the Browns! The fucking Browns!
You know, his landlord probably says, hey, after the game, let's pump some helium into Fat Boy's apartment.
The fucking Browns! We couldn't beat the Browns! I'm just so livid right now. I want to fucking break things. Fucking the Giants are a bunch of pussies. They can go fuck themselves. And if they don't win a fucking game again, I don't give a shit. We're going to get another quarterback. McAdoo's gone. Reese is gone. Everyone's gone. And hopefully Eli Apple's gone too.
Eli
this
Apple?
Is your boy, DCAP 845, saying fuck you.
I guess he's done.
He stole his tag out line from that other guy, the Broncos fans. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's right.
Dude, these guys, come on.
That's the new Seacrest out.
This is your boy, DCAP845, saying fuck you.
Right.
This is your boy. I've been calling for his firing for 5 years. I don't know why nobody listens to me. Scratch, scratch, scratch.
I think DCAP845 should be fired personally, but
I think he should keep going because they're going to lose every other game that they've got this year.
Okay, well, we got another fan of the Giants here, and this one's straight out of a cartoon.
Yeah. I don't know why these people put themselves on YouTube.
I don't know. Maybe secretly they're fans of ours, and they're like, hey, what if I do something like this? Maybe they'll use it. I wonder that sometimes. I really do.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you'd hope they would just send it to us.
That one seemed pretty genuine. This one does, too. I call this guy Giant Fud.
Yes, Giant Fud's a good name. And this kid's about, I guess, 18 or 19, 16, maybe 15.
Why? Why does this shit always happen? You lose to the 49ers in Levi Stadium.
Levi?
One of the worst teams in the week.
Levi Stadium here in California.
The first time I listened to this, I didn't catch Levi. I did not hear the Levi. That is great.
Maybe they put it on YouTube so that they'll get discovered and be in the booth with Joe Buck.
Wait a minute. I called him Giant Fudd, but I think I might have wanted, I probably should have called him Giant Kripke, as in Barry Kripke from the Big Bang Theory. You know, Barry Kripke, he talked like this.
I know. Elmer Fudd had it first. I'm a classic. This is Elmer Fudd here, boy. For Weavi Stadium in California.
In Weavi Stadium, one of the worst teams in the week.
In the week, John, in the week.
And you fuck us up. This was a game that was easily winnable.
Easily.
But yet you find a way to screw up and let the 49ers win.
Dude, why did you let them win, John? How could you let the 49ers win?
I'm still trying to figure out what winnable means, because if he says let the 49ers win and winnable, which one's a W and when's he trying to say an L? This guy's a problem.
Janoris Jenkins can't even cover to save his wife right now.
That's what happens. The gangsters get a hold of your wife and they say, you cover or we're blasting it.
Hey, let me tell you something. You'll give up a touchdown, I'm killing your wife. You got that?
Oh, my God. And Jenkins is a great cornerback. What's he talking about?
Because you know how it is with fans. They get beat once, and that's it. Get rid of them.
Even cover to save his wife right now. My God. It's not just Janoris Jenkins.
My
God.
I can never understand what this kid says. He always says, hear my prayer, and I start laughing, and I can't figure it out.
I start laughing.
It's not just Janoris Jenkins. Wayne and Collins couldn't even cover either. Eli offense couldn't even score to save their lives. Ben McAdoo on the sideline. You
sideline? Wow, he really has it bad, doesn't he?
Wandon Collins couldn't cover either.
Either.
Wandon Collins was fucking getting burnt.
Who's either? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, but he was burnt like French toast.
You clap when your kicker just missed a 34-yard field goal. What was that, Ben? Are you serious right
now? What was that, Ben?
What was that,
Ben's
Ben?
On the sidelines. What's he got to do with it?
What was that, Ben? Are you serious right now? We were supposed to be this elite team that was supposed to make a run to the Super Bowl, but yet now we went to being a laughingstock like we always, like getting teased like usual, but except in a more worse way. 1-8. Shit, man. I'm done.
Oh, he's done. He is complete. That's it.
Wayne and Collins couldn't even cover either. Now we went to being a laughingstock.
There's something awfully screwy going on around here.
We're a laughingstock.
You lose to the 49ers in Weavi Stadium.
I will do it with my spear and magic helmet.
Eli Manning has a magic helmet.
Ben McAdoo on the sideline.
I'm going to kill the rabbit.
Kill Eli Manning. Kill Eli.
Oh, my gosh.
With my Blitz and Magic helmet, I will spear him in the back.
Oh, my God. That is fantastic.
Oh, shit. Oh, that was great. That kid. That poor kid.
I want to go back to Decap for a second. Man, he got all fired up there. Which one was that?
The Giants are a bunch of pussies. They can go fuck themselves. And if they don't win a fucking game again, I don't give a shit. We're going to get another quarterback. McAdoo's gone. Reese is gone. Everyone's gone. And hopefully Eli Apple's gone too.
Okay, so all of that made me think of... Hold on a second. Let me get him ready here. Here we go.
We're going to get another quarterback. McAdoo's gone. Reese is gone. Everyone's gone.
We're going to California and Texas and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
I would love to see this dude do that.
Wah!
We're going to get another quarterback. McAdoo's gone. Reese is gone. Everyone's gone.
We're going to California and Texas and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
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 Yeah! It's time to win!
Yeah!
Yeah!
I swear to God. Oh, shit, I'm getting cracks in my eyes.
That's hilarious.
I love that other guy. He's terrific talking about what McAdoo on the sidelines.
Now we went to being a laughing stock.
I'll tweak that wabbit. I'll set my wabbit twap.
It's a twap way off the weft guard. We're gonna hit the linebacker coming through with the fullback, and hopefully pop a running back through the hole. See, now, you guys all thought I was joking when I said they were subhuman, didn't you?
I'll tell you what, people are angry, John. That's just it. You know, people, when their teams lose, they get angry. I'm angry. Check now, even players. Derek Wolfe from the Broncos. Listen to him.
It's like we're a whole new team. It's embarrassing. I'm tired of being embarrassed. I'm tired of going out there and getting, you know, we start off 14-0. We start off down 14 points. Yeah. We got to play better on all phases. You know, we had 12 guys on the field one time. We had 10 guys on the field one time. I don't know, man. It's just sad. It's real sad. It's sad that we went from being a championship caliber team to a team that stinks and nobody respects us.
Don't you wish he'd name names? I wish he'd start. Well, I just say that guy. No, they can't do that though.
It's easy to name names.
I know.
You guys did exactly what we said you were going to do. If you've been listening to this show, going way, way, way back when you guys pulled in Peyton Manning, we thought, yeah, that's a great job, but he's going to get you what he's going to get you, which he was a Super Bowl. I granted that, but once he's gone, you're done, and they've been done for quite a while.
I still can't. It blows my mind that Osweiler's their quarterback.
Maybe he could be the Giants' quarterback, and we can listen to that kid next year screaming about Osweiler is throwing interceptions. It's a good thing the Browns are paying for it.
Be very, very quiet.
I'm calling signals. 45. Oh my God.
All right. Yeah, the Broncos are struggling. I'm not sad about it. I don't even have, but I'm just so mad they beat the hell out of my Cowboys, man. And you know what? There's a lot of things I'm mad about with the Cowboys. And right now I'm really pissed off about the lack of coaching by Jason Garrett. You know, and I know you talk about the six sacks and all of that, but
there's lawyers all over the field. The Cowboys are distracted.
Where the hell is Darren McFadden? Where the hell is some help for Chaz Green? And where the hell is Jerry? I'm calling him. We're calling him right now.
Well, I'll tell you what. Before you call him up, I'll tell you what.
What?
Because I read about this. When you should come on to check our Twitter feed sometime, because I follow this guy, Jeff Schwartz. He was an offensive lineman. And Brian Baldinger. Both of them explained that basically the game plan is in before they realize Smith can't go. They can't adjust the game plan on Friday.
Bullshit. No, no.
That's what these professional football players told me.
Oh, okay. So no coaches make adjustments at halftime.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that they do. And I don't understand it either. I can't see why you don't just fucking motion Witten over there or somebody over there to try to put a tight end on that dude.
I went back and watched that. Do you think Bill Belichick would just let Tom Brady keep getting sacked by the same guy over and over again? Really?
Willie?
Okay, look, let's call Jerry. I want to talk to him.
All right.
Hello.
Jerry Jones, it's John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour.
God damn it. Well, what the fuck do you want?
I want to know what the hell's with Garrett. Why can't he make a simple adjustment at halftime?
I don't goddamn well know. Look, first let me just say, Tom, you guys have always been friends to me. Well, at least you have, not that monkey brain moron that you sit next to that's probably...
I love you, Jerry. I love you. You know that.
Yeah, well, you know what? I tell you what, I you know who I feel bad for? Whoever has to clean up the drool after that idiot next to you gets up and leaves for the day. Anyway, I didn't mean to jump on you like that. That's
I know.
My fault. It's open season on rich people right now. And
I understand you're frustrated. I'm frustrated.
Cowboys have lost two goddamn games in a row.
No, wait. Whoa. They only lost one, Jerry. They just lost one.
No. Look, I know when your show comes out, and most people are going to be listening to this well past after the Eagles whoop on my
Cowboys.
Oh, no, anyway,
Jerry.
So, I'm sorry to say. But any minute now, I tell you what, I could be accused of groping or otherwise conducting myself in a unseemly by a multitude of women. So
yeah.
it's It's a tense time here with the folks that have the money. We're going to have to probably start killing a bunch of you, so be on your P's and Q's.
So what's with Garrett? I mean, you know, here's Dak getting killed over and over again. I'm watching him send running backs on wheel routes while he drops back to throw deep, which we know he's not going to have enough time to throw deep. Keep the running back in to help Chaz Green. He can't block shit.
Look, you know, if it wasn't such a problem for me to always be down on the sidelines, that's what I'd be screaming at him. But he can't hear me from up there in the box. And the fact of the matter, Tom, is this. I mean, he's a goddamned idiot. And I hate to say it that way. Don't make me come out and just say it. But look, you just see him standing over there with that stupid howdy-doody look on his face. He hasn't got happening anything that's going on inside his brain.
He's an Ivy League guy. He's got to be smart.
No. His father was an Ivy League guy, and they took him because his father had a lot of money, and that was all there was to it. But he really is an empty brain, pencil neck dork.
Okay, well, I mean, this is the first time in a while I've seen him screw up and not do something that he should have done.
You know why? Because I couldn't get my headset on in time and tell him to stop doing the stupid shit that he
was doing.
That's what it was. Usually, like I said, I can't go down on the sidelines too much anymore, Tom. People think it looks bad.
I don't care. Get your ass down there and tell him, hey, stop that shit from happening.
I think next year I might just coach this football team.
Garrett's okay, Jerry. I like Garrett. I like Jason Garrett a lot.
Now I see you're starting to come around. You see how we're going here? This is how it goes.
All right. I also see that Zeke has surrendered his lawsuit, but yet you're threatening to sue the league. They're threatening to kick you out of the league. I don't even think they can do that since you're one of the owners.
Fuck
but
them.
I saw where you told Roger Goodell, and you tell me, did you say this? You said, quote, I'm going to come after you with everything I have. And then you mentioned Deflategate and said, if you think Bob Kraft came after you hard, Bob Kraft is a pussy compared to what I'm going to do. What's the deal, Jerry?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something, Tom. I will go ahead and I will confirm that I did indeed say every one of those goddamn words in the exact order that you read it.
All right.
And I'll tell you, I've just had it with Roger Goodell, Tom. I'm going to be straight up and honest with you here. I'm going to make him wish that he has never even been born.
Oh.
Now, look, I know you boys in the press, you like to have your little fun. And what I said about Robert, well, you know, I've known Robert for a long time, Tom. And frankly, he is a pussy. And he knows it, so I'm not too worried about saying it out loud. Now, just between you and me, I have hired a crack team of investigators to investigate Roger.
Investigate?
Well, all right, look. Fact of the matter is, we're going to jump him in his hotel room, tie him up, cram a wedge of goddamn Wisconsin cheddar up his ass, and throw a bag of rats on his bed. Hey, it's a foolproof plan. The investigation's going to point straight to Green Bay.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think we're going to have it covered. I am going to stick my foot so far up his ass, he's going to have the most expensive pair of goddamn loafers that have ever seen the inside of a man's rectum in the history of the world. I've had it, Tom. I've had it up to here with him. I've just had it. I don't even know where Zeke is right now. He's done flown out of the goddamn country. I don't know. He could be in some third world place like Canada or something like that. I don't even know.
Jerry, we were prepared for this. We have running backs. We have Darren McFadden and Alfred Morris. We need Tyron Smith. The fact that Tyron Smith and Sean Lee were out of that game was way more hurtful than Zeke missing that game. So we need to get them back on the field. And if things aren't going well when they're not there, Garrett's got to make adjustments. But we should be able to win a few games with this team, for crying out loud.
Well, I agree, Tom, but you got to realize something. When we've taken a look at all the game film of the Atlanta Falcons this year, we figured these guys suck because they can't score. They don't put up any goddamn points, and it's all started from about the middle of the third quarter of the Super Bowl last year. So we figured if we just hung back and laid low, they'd give us the goddamn football game, but they didn't. They gave Dak a goddamn migraine. That's what they did.
Well, when you even a bad offense, when you just keep giving them the ball back over and over, you know, three and out, sack, 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 they're going to score some points. I mean, it's not like it was a blowout here, you know.
Yeah. Look, I tell you what, I'm going to go back to planning how I'm going to fuck over Roger Goodell because you have done depressed me, and I don't like talking about how the Cowboys done fucked up the football game. I don't even have enough goddamn mezcal in here to be able to take care of this headache that you're going to give me.
I'm sorry, Jerry. That was not my intent, but you go do and do what you got to do and be the owner you need to be to get this team on track. I support you all the way, brother.
That's fine. Now, listen, before I get off the phone here, I just want to say to you and to even to that moron sitting next to you and anybody listening to this show, if I have ever sexually harassed or groped your girlfriend or slash daughter or slash wife or grandmother or anybody that's related to you that has female genitalia, I am sincerely sorry.
What about the people with the male genitalia?
Well, they can goddamn suck it up, right? Hey, they're men, right? Suck it up, boys.
All right, Jerry, take care.
Bye.
See there, John? I got him fired up.
Well, I think he's going to fuck Roger Goodell's day up. You know what? This is ridiculous, Tom. This is crazy. I read yesterday that the NFL owners actually can't throw him out of the league.
I know.
I don't understand that anyway, how they could even think they even print something stupid like that. But then I live in this country and I realize you can print any stupid fucking thing you want. Anybody's going to believe it.
Didn't the NBA get rid of the Clippers owner?
They did force him out, but that's not the NFL. And I think that, I don't see how they could. I just don't see how you can do that. That's a private company.
They used to try to do that to Al Davis, and he laughed in their face, and they could never get rid of him. The only thing that got rid of him was death.
Right. He didn't own the Raiders at their fucking behest. He owned the Raiders and fucking forced his way in.
Right.
So, you know.
All right. Well, we also have the lawsuit going on with Colin Kaepernick about the collusion. And, you know, the Texans did not help the league's argument with Colin Kaepernick because Bill O'Brien was asked, you know, after Deshaun Watson got hurt, and I'm sure everybody's heard about this, but O'Brien right. was asked about bringing in Colin Kaepernick, and he said, Colin's a good football player, but he hasn't played football in a while. So that's why they didn't go get him. And then they turn around and sign Josh Johnson, who hasn't even been in a game since 2013, hasn't even, when he was on the Bengals roster, and he hasn't even thrown a pass since 2011. But you didn't sign Kaepernick because he hasn't played in a while?
Well, what he ought to do is he ought to just, instead of lying, just come right out and say, I don't want to sign him because he's going to bring a circus and I don't feel like dealing with it. I got a team I got to manage, and I can't handle all that crap that's going to come with him. Simple as that.
Now, if he said that, does that help Kaepernick's collusion suit? I don't know.
No. I mean, like, I don't see how it could, because what are you going to say, that you have to hire me no matter what kind of shit that I will bring to your company? I just don't understand that. And now that we're going to have coaches go to court, you know, to explain shit like this. Dude, like, did you see this college player for Tennessee State that punched his fucking coach on the sidelines?
Yes.
Dude, so they immediately threw him out of school, threw him off the team. So now if other coaches call up Tennessee State and say, yeah, can you give us the lowdown on this guy? Now they are colluding to stop him from playing, this violent motherfucker?
Yeah, I don't know.
This will be great, Tom. You know how they always say that the NFL just wastes Labor Day when they could own the entire weekend? Right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, okay. So now instead of a game, Labor Day is going to be when we get to hear all of the appeals for the players. That's when it comes out. That's when the courts release all the appeal players, and that's when the rosters get trimmed to 53. See, the NFL Network, pay attention here at NFL Network. Rich Eisen, I know you're listening. You could have like a five-hour marathon for all the decisions from all the courtrooms coming around the country, right?
This is Mike Silver. I'm at the California Circuit Court, and we're going to get the Rams final 53 here in a few minutes.
You know how it's ridiculous how this shit goes. Hey, man, he's going to be some guy on the stand that says, you know, he cut me because I didn't get out of bed on time after that practice, and I can't catch. That's not my fault. I wasn't born with big hands. I got a disability. He can't cut me. Just wait till one of them goes, hey, he cut me because I voted for Trump.
I thought it was funny that GQ magazine named Colin Kaepernick their Citizen of the Year.
Right. You know what GQ magazine did? They sat down in a meeting and they went, you know, how can we get people talking about a magazine that we have that nobody fucking talks about anymore? I know. Here's an idea. So, yeah, that's all that is. Somebody that listens to this show who said this on Facebook the other day, and I can't remember their name, so sorry, but they're 100% right. Here comes a magazine you don't care about saying something that you wouldn't even have known about until somebody put it on the internet, and now you're all pissed. Shut up.
Well, but here's a couple of things. They do claim he's up there with Muhammad Ali and Jackie Robinson as athletes who risked their careers to make a difference trying to bring about change.
That is. That's true. You know, that's true. So whatever. They can say whatever they want about however they want, but I see all these people out there putting up all these memes about J.J. Watt, you know, and then how this guy gets named Citizen of the Year. You know what? J.J. Watt doesn't do that shit to be named Citizen of the Year.
Right.
Okay? And if he did, if he complained about it instead of you bunch of fucking whining bitches, if he complained about it, I'd lose a lot of respect for him. But everybody, just shut the fuck up. That's usually my motto. It's Thanksgiving coming up, Tom, and I think that we should take this time to ask everybody to just shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up.
Well, here, listen to what Tom Brady had to to say about Kaepernick?
I have no idea if he's being blackballed. I've competed against him. I thought he was a damn good quarterback. You know, he's played at a high level and brought his team to Super Bowls, and that's how I feel about him.
So, you know, when you traded Garoppolo, why didn't you tell the Patriots to sign him as your backup?
Well, because he's a great quarterback, Tom, but we don't need him around here.
Right, exactly.
He doesn't excel in all three phases of the football game.
What do we got for email this week?
All right, we've got some email this week. We've got Lewis in Atlanta. Lewis in Atlanta says, here is some fucking college football coverage. Fuck the SEC. Fuck Georgia. Fuck that damn bridge in Atlanta. Fuck Herschel Walker. See you in the Peach Bowl. Go Bucks. So I'm guessing that he's answering that, what was that, Andrea from last week that was telling us to start talking more about college football.
Now about Georgia. Yeah, and then Georgia goes out and gets beat. Yeah.
Right, Georgia goes out and gets beat. Dude, the whole thing was lining up for Penn State, man. Everything was lining up. Ohio State was going to get beat. You know, all this good shit. Alabama was losing. Everything was working out just to try to give us that one little sliver of hope.
And they gave and the sliver came to Ohio State instead.
That's right. Sorry. Season's over, man. Oh, all right, Lewis goes on. Yeah, well, it is.
Oh, for you. But, yeah. For you.
Right.
The Buckeyes can still win a Big Ten championship and go play in the Rose Bowl. And apparently there's a slight crack in the door. They're talking about it. Not me. I didn't think they had a chance. But as I'm looking at what they're explaining, Ohio State can still make the playoff.
Well, you know, there's always possibilities, especially if you have a weekend like last weekend and Mississippi State can hold on, you know, and beat Alabama. But they didn't, so.
Yeah, Ohio State needs Wisconsin to beat Michigan and remain undefeated and then play them in the Big Ten championship and blow them out just like they did in 14.
Okay. All right, well,
that's what they have to do. That's all they can do, and then wait and see.
All right, Lewis goes on to say, P.S., sorry, but University of Georgia fans are the most delusional people on earth. They crow about their conference, but they've never lived up to expectations or accomplished anything in 35 years. These people should be muted until they can beat somebody better than Hawaii or win something more significant than the Capital One Bowl. So, damn, Andreas, you see what you started?
I've never been an SEC fan, but I still think Georgia's a really good football team. That surprised me. I mean, I think Auburn's a good football team as well, and there's the whole argument for the SEC right there. It's like, yeah, Georgia's a really good football team, but they got to deal with Auburn and Alabama and all these other, you know, LSU and everybody, these who are usually really good football teams, you know?
Yeah, you know, you got to realize that because we get sick and tired of the SEC, it's not because of the teams and the quality of play. I watch quite a few SEC games. I just get sick of listening to you fuckers that root for the SEC and want to tell me how great it is all the damn time.
It's all Mark May's fault.
Right, fuck him. Well, no, I can't say that. He was a Super Bowl champion, Washington Redskins. All right, Colin writes in, always enjoy the subtle Mayor Goody jokes. I guess that's from last week when I said that there was the row houses were on fire in Philadelphia.
Right.
Right. So for those of you that are young and don't remember or don't know, the Philadelphia Mayor Goody actually bombed a neighborhood in Philadelphia and smoked out a bunch of people that they said were terrorists.
Unreal.
He says, my Eagles are kicking ass, but if I hear one more dumbass fan say Super Bowl bound, I'm torching their row home. So, Colin, settle down, dude. So, yeah, no torching any row homes. Even could you imagine what that city's going to do if they win? Yeah, neither can I. I just can't imagine them winning.
Probably burn down that same neighborhood. I don't know.
They did. They dropped remember, they came flying over with a helicopter with a big barrel of firebomb and dropped it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Oy, oy, oy. Yeah. Dear John and Tom, sincerely, Ben McAdoo.
That's great.
Would you say that again?
All right, that's all the email that I got this week that I'm going to bother to read. I do like to get some emails from everybody. Be able to send them over there at john@bangcartoon.com. Go to bangradiohour.com and send it to us from that little form that's down on the bottom. Whoever it was this week that sent a question in, forgot. I can't remember who you were. I'd like to. But we didn't choose your question this week, and that's not a bad thing, and sorry about that. But I did like the fact that in your subject line on the email, in big capital letters, it says, question for God. I love getting emails like that. Those make me feel good. So, Go to Bang Radio Hour. Hit the donation button. Send us a message. We like fun emails. Be stupid. Be funny. Try to do your best. Everything. We'll do your best. You see, I'm trying to do my best, and sometimes it doesn't work.
We did get a question, another question for Phil Sims. I mean, you know, we get the weekly. We didn't use the God one because we wanted to use this one, because this one is from John Tillyard, and he has special privileges, and you have to understand why if you've been listening to this show.
Right. He has get to the front of the line pass for life.
All right, so he's going to ask a question about the Giants. Right, and his question is, for Phil Sims, what do the Giants need to do to get better?
Oh, well, Jim, I'm glad you asked that question, because it's like we talked about. Back when I was playing, and even after, and probably before, but certainly when I was playing, when the team had to get better, that's when they would do things to make themselves better. And it's like we talked about, Jim. We talked about it, that if a team makes mistakes, that to get better, the first thing you have to do is stop making the mistakes that are making you bad. So that's what the Giants have to do to get better. Stop being bad and get better at being good.
Who's Jim? Who is he talking to?
He's always talking to Jim.
Oh,
probably
Nance.
Still does. Nance. I wouldn't watch him on any other things anymore. I can't. I just can't deal with pregame anymore.
Well, is he still doing games?
No, he's on the pregame show on CBS, I think. But
Okay.
Yeah, you know, there was a poll I saw on, I think, a website called The Comeback or something like that. Anyway, that the pregame shows, all the ratings are all down, and it's because all the information that they're going to give you, all the stuff they're going to talk about, we already know it all. We don't need that shit anymore. You really don't.
All right, let's see. You went 2-1 last week. We both went 2-1 last week. You took the Saints -3, the Cowboys +3. I warned you about that.
Yeah,
and
that's my
fault. The Patriots -7.5, so you missed a Cowboys game. I took the 49ers +2.5 over the Giants, got that. Rams -11 over the Texans, got that. And you warned me about the Jets -2.5 at the Bucks.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the Cowboys last week gave me my second loss of the year, so fuck them. Yeah, cost me money.
Do you realize if our listeners had bet on every game that both of us picked each week, now, not just, you know, not just mine, not just yours, but the ones, all the games, even the ones we missed, if they'd picked, they would have won a ton of money already this season.
That's right, because we won't steer you wrong.
I see these guys put out these ads, I get 70% of my picks right every week. Right. And I'm like, yeah, can you prove that?
Yeah, no, they can't, because what they do is they make a phone message for either or. So
exactly.
Whichever way it happens, they make themselves look better.
Yeah, so, exactly.
But you can hear us every week tell you who we think's going to win. And we record this before the games, even though you're probably listening to it after. But you'll be able to nod along and go, damn, John, it might send me a Christmas present. He's doing so well this year. I won't.
This week I got two. I got the Patriots -7 against the Raiders.
Yeah, I'll take that, but I'm not going to take that.
And I got the Chargers -4 against the Bills with who's their quarterback?
Oh, yeah, Peterson. Isn't that his
Peterson.
Name?
Peterson. Yeah.
Peterson. Oh, I got to go. Oh, shit. Now I got to. I didn't even think of that. I got to go find some audio from the Green Beret. the Green Berets. Remember that little kid? What's my Peterson, brave? Oh, yeah. All right. I am going to do something that I hate to do. I really am hating doing this. But I'm going to take...
Taking the Eagles.
I'm taking the Eagles -5, yeah, definitely. Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, hell yeah, I'm going to take the Eagles -5.
I get
Smith
it.
Is still not playing, yeah. And, you know, you said something about Darren McFadden, but frankly, Morris, I didn't think, played bad.
No, he didn't. He averaged 5 yards a carry. He just only got 11 carries because they couldn't keep the damn ball.
Right. Run away from your left tackle if he's bothering you. You know, you can run away from it. Pull his ass. Pull him around the end. Let him hit a linebacker.
Exactly, Jason Garrett. Why doesn't he do that?
I don't know. But, you know, the only thing we have in common is the red hair. Let's see. And I'm going to do something else I absolutely loathe to do. And I'm taking the Redskins +8 at the Saints. The Saints are badass, but the Redskins play it tight.
I hate to bet on my own team. I definitely, I may agree with you that I think they're going to lose, but I'm not going to bet against them either. You make me want to take the Saints on that one because I don't. Well, 8. Yeah, I guess 8. And your offensive line has gotten healthy again.
Right.
For the most part.
It's all
going to
be about whether or not they can stop the Saints' run. And if you stop the Saints' run, then you got to get and stop the little runt that's back there behind everybody. And that's the hard part.
Right.
You know, so they do have their work cut out for them. Last week, you saw, you know, I'm talking to fucking stupid-ass Redskins fans all week long about this shit. The team has got guys that they sign on Wednesday playing on the defensive line. Not suited up. They're playing. They're in the fucking game. And so they're like, well, how come against Seattle when there's we had less injuries against Minnesota? How come against Seattle? All right, the lesson is this. Seattle's offensive line stinks. That's how we were able to do what we were doing in Seattle and not against Minnesota.
Right.
So there you go. Seattle is a freaking sham, Tom. I don't understand.
Okay.
It. Now they're all beat up on defense.
Eagles minus five, Skins plus eight. Got you down for that. Now we're gonna have the show up by next Wednesday night. So you will get next week's show before all the games on Thanksgiving and everything. So we're not doing a best of. I know we've done that a lot in the past, but we're going to do a show. We'll do it Wednesday. So you get it early and everything's good.
Right. And see, because we're grinding through. I think you should grind right over to bangradiohour.com and hit that donation button. Make sure you follow us at Bang Radio Hour on Twitter. And by the way, I want to say a couple of shout-outs here. Steiner Sports, who's following us now. That's pretty fucking cool. And yesterday we got followed by Sarah Silverman's sister.
Nice.
I know. That's, we get like 6 degrees of separation. Well, now I'm Twitter friends with the Rabbi Susan Silverman. And I think she's going to join me in our protest against that wide receiver from Pittsburgh, Tom.
I felt bad for Sarah this week. She was on and she was speaking. I can't remember what she was on. She has some show or something, but she's you know, she's been friends with Louis C.K. for a long, long time, and this whole thing going on with him is kind of just ripping her up. I mean, she hates it, but she said, "Can you despise something somebody did and still care about them," or something along those lines? And she was almost in tears, you know, because she's just so close to him, and now he's like this piece of shit. She's finding out, and yeah, so I just felt bad for her watching her talk about this. It was she was pretty unhappy. So her sister
followed.
Please tell Sarah we feel bad for her.
Yeah, but, you know, frankly, I don't care about Sarah right now, because if she wants us to care about her, she can follow us.
All right.
Her sister Susan did, so hi, how are you, Rabbi? It's nice to see you.
All right.
And frankly, if I've ever offended any ladies on this show, I sincerely apologize, because I don't want to be sued for everything, and it's now an open season on everybody now.
John, please.
All to try to hide a pedophile in Alabama.
We sit here and make jokes about all kinds of stuff, but we never touch anybody or assault anybody or harass anybody or anything like that.
I gotta confess. When we talk about Tom Brady, I touch myself.
All right. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Bang, bang, bang. Bang,
you, you.
Bang,
you, you.
Bang, bang,
you, you.
And as Eli with the interception to seal the launch. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan, hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
With Rapid Insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even...
Oh.
Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our Rapid Insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.
I'm getting strawberry notes.
And a flutter of sweetness.
Without adding sugar. Clever.
It is.
Yasuke's chooses a lactose-reduced milk
that enhances flavour without adding sugar or artificial sweeteners.
Mmm, milky deliciousness.
And packed full of goodness.
Very clever.
Strawberry Yasuke supports change for life.
Yasuke, shake it up!
Contains naturally occurring sugars.
Milk is a source of calcium which is needed for the maintenance of normal bones.